It's time for your daily COVID-19 news update from KBOO Radio for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. The World Health Organization today announced that the past 24 hours have seen the most new infections in a one-day period since the coronavirus pandemic began. The global health body said 106,000 new cases of infections of the novel coronavirus had been recorded in the past 24 hours, most of them in low- and middle-income countries. The world will soon reach the tragic milestone of 5 million cases. The WHO has come under fire from U.S. President Donald Trump, who this week threatened to withdraw from the WHO and permanently withhold funding. The head of the WHO declined to comment on Trump's criticism, saying they would pursue other sources of funding to carry out the critical work of emergency response, epidemic control, developing and distributing vaccines, saving lives, and distributing essential protective equipment to workers and finding medical oxygen for people in fragile settings. The U.S. response to the pandemic, in contrast, remains chaotic and political, with finger-pointing by the Trump administration but no coordinated national effort to address the rapid spread of this virus throughout the country. Harvard University health researchers have put together a plan to mitigate the virus through a ranking of areas of the country into green, yellow, and red zones based on the number of confirmed cases. Green zones would be able to fully reopen, while massive testing and immediate contact tracing would be put in place in the red and yellow zones. The researchers estimate this plan will cost $74 billion to implement, and the country would largely be able to reopen by early July. The plan was detailed in the Washington Post this weekend, but there has been no move by Congress or the Trump administration to fund the effort. The bill that has passed the U.S. House, but which Republicans in the Senate have vowed to stop, is the $3 trillion HEROES Act. As it stands, the bill will provide another one-time stimulus payment of about $1,200 per individual, following from a similar measure in the CARES Act. Senator Bernie Sanders has called for ongoing monthly payments of around $2,000 for low-income households through the duration of this crisis, but that proposal received pushback and isn't included in the bill. The HEROES Act would extend the CARES Act unemployment boost proposed by Bernie Sanders of $600 per week through the end of January 2021. It also includes $200 billion to support childcare and adult daycare for families in need during the crisis. The bill also provides an additional 15% in supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits for eligible families. Republican Mitch McConnell has declared the bill dead on arrival in the Senate, while Trump has said that he's in no hurry to pass another stimulus bill to help the economy. Oregon's primary election took place yesterday, and thanks to the state's longstanding commitment to mail-in voting, there were no issues of voters risking contamination of the coronavirus in order to vote. This was a major issue in Wisconsin's primary last month when dozens of people contracted the virus when they had to vote in person. The Wisconsin governor had tried to expand mail-in voting, but the order was vetoed by the state's conservative Supreme Court. That veto was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, setting a dangerous precedent for other states considering mail-in ballots. President Trump on Wednesday morning threatened to block federal funding to Michigan over the state's decision to send absentee ballot applications to all 7.7 million registered voters. The Michigan Secretary of State took the measure to ensure that Michigan voters can vote in August and November elections without risking the spread of COVID-19. Critics noted that while withholding funds in such a way would likely be illegal, the president's threat shows the lengths to which he's willing to go to stop an expansion of voting rights and ballot access amid the coronavirus pandemic. Trump has repeatedly voiced opposition to mail-in voting for everyone but himself and warned that expanding it would mean that, quote, you'd never have a Republican elected in this country. A reminder to all our listeners that the governors of Oregon and Washington have issued executive orders for all residents to stay home unless doing essential work or going out to make essential purchases. This helps slow the spread of this virus and appears to be working in both states, as long as people continue to follow the orders to remain home and stay separated from other people. Resource links and news are available on the KBOO website at kboo.fm/COVID-19. That's it for the afternoon news update. Tune in today and every weekday at 5 p.m. for the KBOO Evening News, produced by volunteer reporters working remotely from their homes. Stay home, stay safe, and if you don't have a home, call 211 for information on where to go for resources in the Portland area. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.